This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with Emily Barber at Living Paintings. In fact, it's our first of 2016. Hello, Em.
Hi.
So, how's the beginning of the year?
Yes, very good, thank you. It's been really good. We've got lots of books out, which is good. Obviously, we publish Touch to See books for blind and partially sighted people, and we're a free service. And yeah, everything's been going really good for us.
Okay, so there's books that are on all topics for all ages. So does that mean you get the book, you get maybe large print or in braille, audio, feely pictures, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so with the books, you get tactile images, audio description, braille, and they come with either a USB stick or in CD.
Okay, now you also have a growing online presence, and I say growing because you've got some new additions to that as well.
Yes, we have the new Touch to See book out called Spotlight on the Stage. It's ideal for young, blind and partially sighted people interested in all aspects of theatre, from its beginnings of ancient Greece and West End musicals. The audio has also been read by many famous volunteers, such as Derek Jacobi, Simon Callow and Michael Sheen. So it's a really exciting publication that's come out.
Simon Callow's got a cracking voice.
He has.
OK, so that's just a little sample. But, you know, tell us a bit more about the online hubs then. I mean, what kind of people would be interested in those and what can they find?
Yeah, so we're all ages, really, because obviously with Spotlight on the Stage, we also have a Spotlight on the Stage Discovery Hub. It has lots of new blogs, famous voices, fun stuff to do, great places to visit. So it's an online world to carry on with your love of the book. It's a fantastic resource to learn, to discover, to explore. And we have fashion, music, brilliant buildings. We have all sorts. I highly recommend to visit our website.
Okay, we'll get some contact details from you just a little bit later, Em. But we're going to be chatting about your book clubs. And to tell us more on that, we have with us Maria. Thank you for joining us.
Hello.
So tell me about the clubs. How do they work?
How they work is they differ slightly because each book club pack, so the books that for the book clubs, contain 2 to 3 images with 10 copies of each one, which is slightly different to our normal adult albums, which only have one image in each for just one person to share on their own.
What are you looking to achieve with the clubs? I know it sounds quite obvious, but tell us a bit more in depth about that.
Wow, the benefits of actually not just setting up a club is directly for the members. Main benefit of Touch to See book clubs is that it brings people together so that they can enjoy wonderful activities. It stimulates memories, it develops friendships, and it inspires people to take up old and new interests that they might have had before. We've had members of book clubs that have used to paint and then lost their sight, and then they felt they couldn't paint anymore. So through actually going to a book club, experiencing our wonderful books, they then take in on the activity again and they've started to paint.
And you're also getting people sort of out of their homes as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the main thing is reducing isolation, which is a key thing, obviously, with the older population nowadays as well. So that is a wonderful thing about our book clubs, because if we can get the support there to help them to the actual sessions and the meetings, then we can break down that barrier, because then it gives them a purpose, it gives them fulfillment, it feels like they belong to someone and they can create a new family, which perhaps they may have lost before.
So how do you go about setting up a club and how do they then run?
Well, the majority of the time I will be developing partnerships with services that are already existing, societies, libraries, perhaps art and craft groups that are already running. And I'll be talking to them, telling them how they can use our resources and training them to run sessions. And then there are other opportunities. If I can identify that there is a need in an area, like, for example, there are 10 people that would love to come together and enjoy our books and other activities, then I will look for a venue and we'll try and find a volunteer leader. And then it just kind of spirals on from there. And then years go by and they've enjoyed a tremendous amount of fun and enjoyment and created another family.
You are creating these new clubs, but what's the feedback been like so far?
It's been wonderful. The stories that I hear from members, the benefits that they are actually experiencing of being part of another community. Because when people actually attend these clubs, they're hearing about other things that are going on. they learn about other services. They can share stories. It's peer-to-peer support. And that's invaluable when you're home on your own or you have a very small network of friends. You don't always get to hear about things that can change your life.
Now, when I think of book clubs, I probably think of older people, maybe retired people as well. But this could be something for all ages.
Yes, it's all ages. I was talking to a club yesterday and their age range is from 27 to 70. So the youngest book club member that I know of is 24 and the eldest is 101.
Wow.
And they will actually be sitting in the same session, same meeting and talking about different experiences. And that's stimulating. You know, it gets you thinking slightly differently about what other age groups are experiencing because, you know, the modern age is quite different to perhaps a 101-year-old's life.
Some great news on the new book clubs and how they're growing and the potential there as well. If people would like more information on the clubs or indeed any of the services from Living Paintings, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, so you can obviously visit our website at www.livingpaintings.org or you can give us a call on 01635 299 771. Or you can visit us on Facebook at Living Paintings and Twitter at Living Paintings. Please get in touch.
Good luck with the clubs and indeed with the Living Paintings publications. And thanks for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.